Pete Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Zero.
Clinton Bonney learned from Sonora, a half-caste girl, that her father used to bring mysterious messages to the missing Buchanan from another chieftain of a nearby village. The girl also heard the name Octopus mentioned in connection with these messages, and suspecting that the unknown chieftain might be in his service, Clint determines to go to the village. On the eve of their departure, however, Kinka, their trusted guide, falls ill with blackwater fever. And now, as the next day comes and the boys are a little uncertain as to their next move, Clint calls Carlos Del Valle on the portable shortwave set.
So that's the setup, Carlos. We'll go to this village just as soon as we can find a trustworthy guide here in Leopoldville.
Oh, Clint, why do you not allow me to come down and guide you into the jungle? I know that country well. I cannot see that I'm doing much good here in the Sahara.
Oh, no, Carlos. Something might break at the Atlantean expedition any day now. You stay there.
They have only tried to kill me once so far.
What's that? Tried to kill you once?
See, not much excitement.
Who did it, Clint?
Yeah, how'd it happen? In the class, Speed and Bonnie. Hello, Carlos?
Hear me now.
Who tried to kill you?
The radio operator. But I have no proof. However, I know where my enemy is.
Does he know you know?
No, it was arranged to look like an accident. So, I really think so, too.
Oh, good. But be very careful. You might be more successful next time.
See. And remember, it is my neck. I will be very careful.
Now, what about messages coming in from the office? Have you heard any?
So far, only reports to the office from these men. Of course, I have not been able to listen to him every minute. I have a pretense to keep up. I must make myself useful around the camp, you know, as interpreter and so forth.
Yeah. Well, keep your eyes and ears open and play dumb. I'll contact you as often as possible. In the meantime, if anything important comes up, call me. If we should be out at Leopoldville, and it's impossible to take this shortwave set along, I'll leave it with the Belgian administrator. He'll have a trusted man stand by for your messages. Otherwise, you can talk direct to us.
Bueno. I'll call you the moment I have anything important.
Check. And watch yourself. Portable set, ISP-2, signing off.
Portable set, ISP-1, signing off.
Well, that's that. Now to find a guide we can trust.
Do you think Mrs. Buchanan could tell us of one, Clint?
I don't think she'd trust anybody in Leopoldville, Steve. Particularly since her last scare.
Yeah, she sure has a bad case of the jitters. Hardly knows what she's doing or saying half the time.
You should talk. Getting yourself hypnotized by the markings on the wings of a silk moth.
But they was eyes, Clint. You saw them yourself.
No.
Now what? Who's there?
Tenora, Bwana Gibson.
It's Tenora.
Oh, I see what she wants to.
Okay. Hello, Tenora. Who's that?
This is my papa,
Chief
Alba.
How to do, Chief?
May some smile on you all times.
What's this? Oh, come in, Tenora. Bring your father in, too.
Thank you, Bonabalo. Come on. This is Bonabalo and Bonadonna, Chief Alba.
Well, this is a very pleasant meeting, Chief Alba. I was hoping you would return from your lion spearing expedition on schedule. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Octopus?
What do you know about that?
I tell him of evil ones. I tell him you come look for Bwana Buchanan. My papa not understand medicine much. Please make your talk easy for him.
Oh, I see what you mean, Tenora. But since you've already told your father what we want to know, perhaps you can tell us his reply.
He tell me he can say nothing more about messages he bring to Bwana Buchanan. But we can take you to village where they come from. We can take place of Kinka as guide.
You, Tenora? You mean you and your father would undergo the hardships of a jungle safari simply to help us?
Helping you mean more to me than anything now, Bonabalo. My papa, too. He and Bwana Buchanan were like blood brothers.
What's she talking about, Clint? Does she want to guide us to that other camp?
Yes, she does.
Nothing doing. A safari like we plan is no place for a woman. Besides that, she'd be in the way.
Tenora not be in the way. She know jungle well. She know better than to let Mark on Wing of Silkmore cast spell over her.
Okay, go ahead and laugh. But we can't go barging off in the jungle unless we're darn sure of our guides, Clint. And we haven't known Tanura very long.
But Kinker can't guide us then, laid up with Blackwater fever like he is.
You mean you not trust us, Dunlap?
Oh, it ain't that, Chief Yahava, but we got too much at stake to go into that jungle with nothing more than a young gal and you to guide us. He's no spring chicken, Clint, liable to fall to pieces on the way.
You're not going to hush, Sonner. What he mean? Chicken.
Oh, now that's just an American expression, Chief Yahava.
Oh, please, Bonabalo, trust us.
What's that?
You do not now. I can see that in your eyes. Oh, but you can. Ask Belgian administrator, ask police, ask anybody in Congo about Chief Yahava, and they will tell you, he good chief, you trust him. And me, Tanura has nothing but good for you in her heart. And for the octopus, nothing but hate.
Gee, Clint, why don't you do it? Let Tanura and her dad guide us into the jungle. They sure know the country, and I, for one, trust them, even if they did bring Mr. Buchanan messages from the octopus.
Oh, thank you, Bonner Gibson.
Well, gosh, Tanura, if you were one of the octopus gang, you sure had plenty of a chance of escaping last night. We were so dead tired, the whole of Leopoldville could have been carried away, and we wouldn't have known it.
And you, Bonner Bonner?
Well, I don't... All right. Yes, Tanura. You and your father can replace Kinka.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, don't I have something to say about this?
Yes, you can take charge of the safari. Tell Tanura and Chief Yahava just what we want to take along.
But I...
You want safari, King Barlow?
Yes, Chief.
Not good.
What do you mean, Chief?
Safari. Too much for distance we go. Too many boys.
How so?
I tell you how. One, there is headman.
Headman take care of everything, except gun bearers and tent boys. They personal servants.
Hey, we're not going big game, huh?
Then are askari. You call them soldiers. Guard camp at night.
One askari to every 10 or 20 porters. Porters carry load, help cook, help tent boy, set up tent.
Can't somebody stop this?
Then you must have sices. Look after horses.
Are we going to need horses on this safari?
Why not? We got everything else. Gun bearers, tent boys, pony boys, soldiers, cooks, porters, headmen. Everything but the octopus, and who knows? Maybe they'll throw him in for good measure.
I don't think your father understands, Tanura. We could never travel with such a big safari as that.
Me say that. You not need real safari. Just some askaris to guard camp at night, and some porters. We get them for you. When?
Oh, I give up.
Is this village you speak of very far from Leopoldville, Tanura?
Not far in distance, but jungle very thick. No elephant paths between here and the Golai.
Well, what in Golai?
Name of village you seek.
If we left within an hour, could we reach this village before nightfall?
Oh, yes, Wana.
All right. Let's get started then. You and your father round up the porters you need, but get trusted men.
Oh, yes. We get good men.
Steve, you and Barney stand by and see that everything goes right. While I pay Mrs. Buchanan a visit, and I'll also tell the administrator our plan.
Don't worry, Clint. We'll take care of everything.
We? Since when am I in on this deal?
Huh?
Nobody's paid any attention to what I've said so far. How come you're thinking about me now?
Oh, you mean you don't want to go to Ngulai with us?
That's exactly what I mean. It's bad luck having a female guide.
Oh, no. Oh,
now, that's all right, Tanura. If Barney doesn't want to go, he can stay here in Leopoldville and keep the ants company.
Yes. Huh? You mean you're going to leave me back here so I'll miss all the fun?
Oh, you think it's going to be fun?
Well, liable to be. I've got a hunch the chief at Ngulai, or whatever it is, can tell us a lot about the octopus, if he will.
Well, we'll go and see while you rip up a few more of your hunches.
Oh, yeah? Just try and leave me behind.
Oh well, that's more like it, Grandma. And now, let's get going. We've plenty of work to do if we want to be on the trail in an hour.
Gosh, the trees and brush are so thick that it seems like death all the time, Tanura.
Yes, Chief Gibson. We are in one of the biggest forests in Congo.
Seems we must be. We've been walking for hours and don't seem to get anywhere. Are we near Ngulai?
Yes. Soon we come there.
If we ain't lost and wandered around in circles. And those bells ain't helping matters. Why do the boys wear them, Tanura?
To keep off evil spirits.
Yes.
My people call this place... Forest of the Dead.
Why doesn't someone tell me these things?
You mean you wouldn't have come if you'd known, Barney?
Sure, but Oh, why does every place I go to have to be haunted or something?
Well, since when are you superstitious? As a rule, you just laugh at such things.
Yeah, but not in Africa. Anything can happen here.
Fear not, Barney Dunlap. I have called on jungle gods to protect us. They know me well.
But I'm a stranger around these parts, Yehava. Maybe they won't include me in your protection.
Soon we reach Ngola. Then you feel better?
You think so? Maybe you're right. At least we'll be out of the jungle bugs. Gosh, I thought we'd leave the ants in Leopoldville. But no, every fallen tree is covered with them. Ants are down any place.
Every living thing lives in fear of ants, Juan Adonis. They are small, but powerful.
Yeah, but look. There's one log they ain't on.
Do not go there.
What's the matter with Lucky?
He's looking at that log and his hair standing on end.
Nothing's wrong, Lucky. In fact, everything's all right. At last, I found something without hands to sit on.
No, no, Bonner, come back.
You heard?
Bonner, get away from that log. It's moving.
Oh, not log. Jim Snake. Big snake.
Snake. Yeah, now I see it. Barney, run for your life. It's a bargain.